Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Nashawn Wright joining us here on Sean and RJ in the Lifetime's Heating and Air Hot Seat. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
We're doing well. You are not eating bacon, I can tell, like Micah was the other day when he joined us. He was just sitting there eating bacon while talking to us. Are you after breakfast, before breakfast right now, getting ready to eat? What's the situation?
It's breakfast time right now, but I try not to eat too much before practice.
Okay.
Really?
Biggest meal of the day for you is breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Lunch.
Lunchtime. Okay. Now, are you one of these guys, because you make us sick, in all honesty. You're 6'4", and you're so skinny, and we're 5'9", and 5'10", and we're not. Are you one of these guys, you eat a lot, and you just can't put on weight, or you're not a big eater?
I'm in between. Like, I can't eat a lot, and then sometimes I don't know. Yeah, I like to say I eat a lot, just don't gain as much weight as I would like.
Why don't you like to eat before practice?
I don't like to run on a full stomach.
Well, I mean, most people eat breakfast, you know, like he's not eating
a heavy breakfast.
A heavy breakfast.
Like, you're going to go with fruit, or are you just staying away from, like, the pancakes and the waffles and the French toast?
Yeah, I'll do fruit and maybe something light. Like some oatmeal or something.
Hey, man, that was a hell of a day for the secondary yesterday. How good were you guys feeling after the practice you had?
Oh, we felt good. Just the intensity that we brought and just our ability to just kind of fly around and just play loose.
Do you talk smack to Dak in the offense after a day like that or during it?
Nah, not me. I'm even keel.
Really? Okay. Yeah. See, a lot of corners are... You know, you get to get the hit and miss, right? It's either really, really quiet or the guys that are really, real trash talkers. And you've never been the trash talker, or is that just because you're a rookie and it's your first camp, you're not going to do that?
No, I've never really been a trash talker. I kind of just try to let my game speak for itself.
Are you a both sides corner, or they have you mostly playing one side here?
One side. Well, I mean, really I can play both sides, but right now I'm just playing one side.
Nashawn right here on the home of the Cowboys. Nashawn, not Nashawn, right?
Yes, Nashawn.
Okay, how often do you get Nashawn? Because we asked Trayvon, is it Trevon or Trayvon? He said it gets screwed up all the time. He doesn't get bothered by it. How often do you get Nashawn, and does it irritate you?
I get it quite a bit, but it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Now, we have draft coverage. We're the home of the Cowboys on the radio. And when you were picked, some of our guys were looking at each other, and they're like, "We didn't scout this guy. I had him as a seventh-round selection. We didn't have him in our book." And our guys do a lot of homework. How aware were you, Nashawn, of that talk? Like, this is a big reach. The Cowboys did what? They took this guy way too early. How aware were you of the draft criticism, and what do you think of it?
I mean, I was aware of it, but, I mean, I'm not the one who makes the call on draft day, so I can't really control where I get drafted. But it didn't bother me at all. I mean, fans have their opinions, and I also have my own personal opinion. So me going in the third round is something that I wanted. So I'm not worried about it. I just have to come in and work.
Day one, maybe it was day two. I think it was day one. You were all over the field, man. You were defend. You were like Dak Prescott's worst nightmare. Defended passes left and right. I absolutely fell in love with you that day. Did you sense that the team was like taking a notice of of the edge that you play with, of just basically of your presence there? Dak noticing that, hey man, there's this giant dude out there that I can't get the ball past.
No, I don't think so. It comes with its wins and its losses. So I mean, like, I've given up a catch or two. So I don't think so. But I do think they have noticed, like, just the edge I do play with. And I think that was part of the reason why I was drafted, just because of my play style and just how I like to just, I'm just trying to be everywhere.
Well, everyone was falling in love with you in the OTAs and the rookie camps, and you're a big storyline there. So hopefully that continues here. Pads on today. How different are things about to get with the first padded practices?
I think it'll get a little bit more physical. I think this is the reason why we play, because we like the physicality of the game. So it'll be good to be back in pads for the first time in a few months.
Give us a scouting report of some of these wideouts that you've gone up against. What is CeeDee Lamb like? What is Michael Gallup like in terms of, you know, your scouting or the technical analysis facing them every day?
I mean, they're all good. They all have their own thing that they're really good at. That's all I can really say. Like, they're all good, and they're good at what they do. So going up against them makes me better. So.
Is there a receiver you like being matched up with more than others?
Nah, I just like to just go out there and do my job, whoever's in front of me.
Who's your roommate?
Kelvin.
Oh, boss man.
Yeah, it's my dog.
Do you have to lie to him and say that all of his music is good? Does he, like, get your approval for it?
Nah, I've actually been telling him to send me some unreleased. He hasn't sent me any yet.
Does he make you call him boss man or boss or just man or just fat?
Nah.
Mr. Fat?
Yeah, we call him fat.
Did you
call him fat?
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you help him come up with this nickname? Did you hear what he said after practice yesterday about the no-fly zone? We're going to call it airplane mode. Were you in on that?
No, I wasn't in on that.
Do you support the nickname
definitely.
Of airplane mode?
Definitely.
Okay.
Do you use airplane mode?
When I'm on the airplane.
Even on a charter flight, they make you use airplane mode still. Man.
I mean, I've never been on a charter. Have you?
Well, yeah.
You have?
Well, yeah.
And you don't have to put it on airplane mode?
You don't do anything on a charter flight. Charter flight, you don't want to.
Yeah. Hey, man, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Off to a fantastic start. We're rooting for you to make our draft guys look stupid over here. Stay healthy, and we'll see you out here at practice.
Okay, thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.